God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Doesn't want us ignorant about these things. Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts. Somebody say gifts. Yes. Gifts. But the same Spirit. Differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation. But it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit. Now you know verse 4, he calls them gifts. Here he says manifestation. Well, it is a manifestation of a gift. Of the Spirit is given to who? Every man to profit withal. Is this just for a very few that are super spiritual and super holy? Or is this for every man among believers?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It is. We need to believe this now. These, you know, any one of these manifestations, these gifts we're about to read, it's possible that they could manifest to you or through you as a believer, particularly as a Spirit-filled believer. Now keep reading. He said, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to who? Every man severally as he will. Now, we've been on this for some weeks now, and we've covered a number of these already. These nine gifts are manifestations of the Spirit. And we said they logically fall into three groups of three. And I mention this because he said, covet earnestly what? The best. Well, which ones are the best? Well, I like one definition. One fellow said, well, the best one is the one you need at the time. And there's certainly some truth to that. But best, I think, another way I think that Greek word could be translated, if you look at it even in other translations, is greater. Not per se best in quality, but a greater in place. Now, three of these manifestations are speaking manifestations. Different kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. So three of them say something. Three of these manifestations reveal something. How many believe God knows everything?
Yes, sir.
About everything?
Yes.
And could he reveal something to you?
Yes, sir.
And make you to know something that you would have no other way of knowing it?
That's right.
You didn't learn it from experience or from a book or from anything else. He knew it and showed it to you.
Yes, sir.
And now you know it.
Yes.
Well, that's supernatural, though, and it's not acquiring knowledge or wisdom or seeing or knowing by natural means, but by supernatural means. And that's what these deal with: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, we've talked about every one of these, all six of these that we've just got through mentioning, and this is valuable. If these things sound strange to you, and you think, well, I didn't hear it that way, and that sounds strange to me, I don't know about it, don't take my word for it, but don't be closed-minded either. Get the materials. Sit down with your Bible. Prove me wrong. You might know what I'm talking about, but not with your opinion. That's not going to cut it. Other scripture. Right? Rightly divide the scripture, the Bible says. So we've also been into these other three, the power gifts, our manifestations, and they are gifts of healings, working of miracles, and special faith. And last week we talked about which one? Anybody remember? Workings of miracles. Is it still for today?
Yes.
Is our life supposed to read like the book of Acts?
Yes.
Hmm? Our churches, our ministries, are we supposed to be having the same kind of services and kind of miracles and kinds of experiences yes. and revelations yes. as they had in the book of Acts?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
We got the same spirit they do.
Same.
Got the same name of Jesus. Got the same Lord.
Yes.
Got the same gospel.
Yes.
Right? Why should it be different? It should not be different. People have become intellectual instead of spiritual. And they think education covers everything. And it doesn't. There's some good things about education. But you know, it depends on who's teaching you. And what they know.
Yes.
So, well, I got a degree. Well, that may or may not be so good. You got a degree in what? And did the folks teaching you know what they were talking about?
Right?
You can be taught wrong.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
You can have degrees in darkness. There are people who go to universities and lose their faith and come out weaker than before and miserable. You understand, you can be, by the world standard, a genius and yet be a fool. You can be able to have a memory that amazes people. You can rattle off half of an encyclopedia and have a vocabulary that would fill a dictionary and yet be suicidal. Hmm? Be absolutely miserable. Knowledge alone will not fulfill you. Knowledge alone, I don't care how much of it you're talking about, will not make you a good person. Will not satisfy you. Come on, Christians, tell me what will satisfy every man and woman on the planet. It's knowing God.
Yes.
Not just in theory. Knowing Him in experience.
Yes.
In reality.
Yes.
And He seeks it Himself. He's not just aloof from us. It says, they that worship God must worship Him how?
In
not just in your head and with your flesh. In spirit. And in truth, the Father seeks such to worship Him. That's why the Bible says when you draw near to Him, here He comes. Here He comes. Here He comes. And not just to read you a report. The Holy Ghost, my friend, will get in a chair with you. And manifest Himself. The reality. Somebody said, that sounds weird to me. That scares me. It should not. Let me tell you what's scary is living a dry intellectual life your whole life without Him. That's scary. You say, well, I'm not happy and my life ain't much, but I mean, that's the way everybody is, right? No. There are some people that are happy. Hmm? And it's not based on what they've got or what they don't have or their education or their popularity. It's not based on any of that. How many believe the Bible? In His presence is fullness of joy. Knowing Him. Not just knowing books. Knowing Him. Not just knowing about Him. Knowing Him. If you don't know Him, you can fix that tonight. Right here, right now. You can leave a changed man, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not just talking. How many that have been born again know, would say it's absolutely the truth? You can be totally changed. You can become another person. That's why it's called being born again.
Hallelujah.
9 gifts of the Spirit. covet them earnestly, he says. Three that speak, we could say God speaks through them. Three that do something, God manifesting his power through them. Three that reveal something, God revealing himself. I want us to look at, I guess this will be the ninth one we've talked about, right? The last of the nine that we've spoken of. Which one is it? Anybody keeping up? Or? The Bible said faith. For to one is given faith. Now, a lot of times people that haven't understood these things, they read that, and just like they do with tongues, they say, well, see, you know, not everybody's going to have faith. If God wants me to have faith, he'll give it to me. But it's as he wills. Well, see, people that don't know, they'd say the same thing as they do about tongues or any of these other things. No, every one of these, for instance, tongues and faith, wisdom, knowledge, these things, they are the same in essence as others, but there's a difference in how it's manifested and there's a difference in the degree of it. We've talked about this before, healing. There are no intelligent people who don't believe in healing. They just are not. You say, well, I know some. Well, next time they tell you, I don't believe in healing, you ask them if they ever scraped their knee or cut their hand or scraped a knuckle. And most of them can tell you all kinds of stories. Oh, man, yeah, one day, you know, even when I was a kid, I rode my bike down a big hill, and I hit a rock in the road, and whoo, I hit the side, scraped my knee so bad. And you say, well, let's see it. Oh, no, that was years ago. It's healed. It's what? It's what? Thought you didn't believe in that. Oh, no, it's different. It's not different. It's not different. How many understand doctors don't heal? Thank God for them. A lot of us wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for them. But, you know, any good doctor or nurse or person in the medical care that has some understanding, they'd tell you they don't heal. I mean, they can treat you. Surgeons can cut you open. They can remove a problem. They can sew you back up. And then what needs to happen? You need to heal. Can the surgeon heal you?
No.
Can the nurse heal you?
No.
Someone says, well, that's nature. Where did nature come from? Well, it's Mother Nature. You don't see no Mother Nature in the Bible. Or Brother Nature or Cousin Nature. It's God created the heavens and the earth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Gift of Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304L. That's R1304L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.